This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
No! If it's theories to tell you about the movie, no.
I think the funniest zombie movie is Zombieland.
Oh, your dick is out. And it was like, dude, like this conversation was like 5 minutes long. And it was like, it's not even funny anymore.
Like, I would teach you everything. And you could charge like 25 to 30 grand a head. Like, would you want to learn?
Oh, yeah. Joe's back this week, everybody. Yeah, how you feel coming back, Joe?
Great, man. I feel great. I have sucked that I couldn't come because I was sick, but now I got a cough still. I had a real bad cough, man. I never get a cough either. Even when I had COVID, I never got a cough. And I got COVID again, but it's still there, though. Don't want to go away.
Second round.
Yeah.
This time you can't taste shit.
See, I'm coughing.
That sounds like a smoker cough.
No, that's the cough of him.
Does it hurt?
Holding it back. So not cough. Right.
Well, I don't have to cough now.
No, but you were holding.
Well, now I'm like trying to hold it in too. Because I'm like, now, like, not all eyes are on me now. Now I'm trying to hold it back.
Yeah, just all look at him. Just turns
the side. But yeah, so. But it never really got bad. This is how it was, like, the whole time. But it just hasn't went away, though. So
yeah.
It's just like, fuck it.
But enough with the COVID talk, though. Let's get into the Kanye news for this week, guys.
What happened with Kanye?
Are you Nothing? Serious?
Well, no. But did you guys see the episode 2 to Genius? To Gene, yes.
No,
you watch the documentary?
I didn't. I haven't watched it. I'm kind of like boycotting my son.
Why?
Just not watching it on purpose.
Okay.
All Sorry, right. guys.
I'm not gonna let him convince me.
Okay, it's good. It's good. My wife watched the first episode, and I was kind of like, I don't really care to watch it. Like, I like Kanye. Like, I'm a big Kanye fan, but like, I wasn't really trying. I just like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I know everything about Kanye already,
the
just because like I was there in the phase of like when Kanye came out.
You were at some of those meetings.
I was at the meetings. Yeah. I was in the studio when he recorded with Pharrell. I was there, bro. I was there.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
I was there. Yeah, I was in the back. I was in the, no. But I saw episode 2, and episode 2 just kind of explains like the actual like him being signed and stuff. There's 3 episodes. It was really, really good.
I was going to say, I thought it was just like a documentary.
No, it's like the first part of the documentary is like when he's like really young, like the coming up of Kanye. And the second part is when like, he gets signed and like, he's actually making music. And like when everybody like how you knew Kanye, and then the third one is like Kanye now, and everything that led up to what Kanye is.
How long are each episode?
I don't know the first episode, but second episode was like 1 hour and 20 minutes.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah,
you didn't watch the first.
Oh, I didn't watch the first episode. Oh. No, I only watched the second episode. I could have sworn y'all say y'all watched the first episode.
No, I have no.
Have we talked
in
about
that.
It?
I feel like
I don't
did.
Think so.
Yeah, I don't remember talking.
I don't
about
even
it.
Think it got brought up. Mm-mm. All the Kanye talk, we never even brought up. Yeah, I didn't
not.
Even think about that.
Mike.
I do know that he had that dude follow him with the camera the whole time.
Yes. What was his name?
He's.
Oh my God.
Am I allowed to drop spoilers on here?
Go ahead.
Okay, so I know because of how much my son talks about it. So he said he used to be like a comedian or an actor.
Yes, he was a comedian. Fuck, I forgot his name. The guy who does his videos for him.
And he said that he just like believed in him so much that he dropped everything to start like following like this guy's. Come up
yeah, it's crazy because like they case on Kanye like it's like you know Joe coming up here with the documentary crew and we were like what the fuck are you doing like they were case on him like
hey there's some people we case on too right now
yeah that's true
be doing shit
yeah it's true but some
of them blew back in our
yeah I'm not gonna say nothing but some people do it like very just dumb way compared to like doing it for like the art like some people do it just because they want to do just to get attention like with no purpose behind it just to be like look I'm gonna do anything whatever. But, yeah, there was people, you know, everybody on his label was, like, dissing this fool, like, telling them, like, why are you recording? Like, look at this camera. I was like, I'm going to get a documentary crew. And, like, just to, like, see all of that, like, happening. Because this fool has, I mean, footage of everything that was going on. So, like, to see everything that was going on, like, how they treated Kanye and how, like, they really were just like, no, you're the producer. Like, you're not a rapper. Go. What did you say, Juan?
It's like Red Band and Joe Rogan. Brian Red Band. Because he would, like, the document guy. Everything that, like, was going on at the comedy store. And, like,
yeah.
That's how he started doing podcasting himself.
Yeah, pretty much. That's how this guy was with Kanye. He documented every single thing. And, I mean, it's just crazy seeing where Kanye got. Like, he's the same person from, like, the beginning. Like, he's always been the same person, man. It's just, when his mind comes out. Like, there wasn't a lot of people around there. You know, like, Kanye was always Kanye. Like, someone told him, like, this is the best rapper producer. And he's like, nah, fuck that. Like, don't put producer on there. He goes, I'm one of the best rappers. Don't be putting producer on that shit. And they're getting like, oh, whatever. Like, you're take the compliment. You're the best rapper producer. And Kanye was just like, I'm not having it. He goes, I don't want to be known as the best rapper producer. He goes, I'm the best fucking rapper. He goes, that's what it is. So, like, he's always had the same Kanye, yeah, which was dope, though, man. I really like it. Y'all should check it out. I think y'all like it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised I didn't check it out, especially you, Joe.
You know me. I'm not like the blind. I like him, but
yeah.
Just not.
This is Breaking Bad.
I just wasn't ready to watch it yet. I'm just not in the mood to watch it yet.
I know exactly what you mean. That's how it is. Like, anytime that I'm going through Netflix, then, like, you know, whenever you put it on it, then, like, it'll start playing the trailer. Yeah. Like, I immediately get up. Like, it's like, I don't even feel like I'm not in the mood for him.
That's right how now. I was. I was never like, I'm going to watch that. I was like, and Gabby was, I'm going to watch episode 2. And I was like, I'll just sit here for a little bit. And I got really into it. And I was like, this was really, really good. I'm excited for the third episode to come.
Yeah, probably if I just play it, maybe. But yeah, I don't know. It just doesn't.
I think you'll like it, bro. It's not
calling me right now.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, I don't think it was calling me either. But it's something that when you watch, you'll be like, damn, this is. So you should definitely, we should start the podcast. You should go watch it right now.
Even if he wasn't like a famous trending at the moment, like mm-hmm. he's not one of those people that I would go out of my way to watch his documentary. You know, like, there's like other rappers that have like documentaries and stuff, and it's like, they're all right, but they're not somebody that I would want to watch all the behind the scenes shit.
So you'd want to watch like your favorite artist?
Yeah, like the DMX, anything that they put out about him, like, I find that really interesting. So like, I'll go out and watch that. Kanye's not like.
Did you watch the HBO one? The one we talked. Yeah. We chit chatted it a long time ago, but I don't even remember what it was about now.
Yeah, it was just pretty much that last little run that he had. Yeah, like all that stuff. Like, he's just like an interesting person because he's just so like
everywhere.
Yeah, like just mentally has all kinds of issues. But yeah, like Kanye is just one of those people. Like, it's just like,
man, really? Cool. I
don't
Kanye.
Really care to. Just like, I don't know, like Kid Cudi, I like his music, but if they put out a documentary, I'd be like,
they did. It's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, well, see what I mean?
Yeah. It came out like 4 months ago, 5 months ago.
What was it called?
I didn't watch it, I'm not gonna lie.
What?
Yeah. Because it didn't, I'm still going through that phase of just kind of like, I didn't really like his last album. Like,
I think that might be where we're at with Kanye.
But I thought loved Kid Cudi.
I do love Kid Cudi, but even then, look at all those movies right there that I'm supposed to watch. I haven't watched it.
Just to reignite your, like, Kid Cudi love.
I only watch whenever, I think you're right. I think you're 100% right.
You need to watch it because you're going to remember why you love Kid Cudi.
Yeah, no, I definitely want to watch it. Me and Gibby want to watch it. And usually anything I watch is because Gabby has it on and I'm just like, I'm watching it with her. But like, because I never really have time to actually put something on. But I definitely need to watch the Kid Cudi because I definitely agree.
I'm gonna go watch it right now.
Yeah, because I'm excited to see X with Kid Cudi in it. I'm excited to see that.
See who?
X. It's that horror movie with Kid Cudi, the A24 movie. Oh, I think we talked about it a while ago.
Matthew McConaughey's on there.
X. That doesn't sound familiar at all.
X. It's a horror movie.
It's already out.
Farmer?
No.
On the farmland?
No, it's like they're like filmmakers trying to make a indie film in like the 70s, I believe, the 80s.
Yeah.
And Kid Cudi is one of the main actors in it, and like. It kind of looks like Hereditary meets Texas Chainsaw Massacre, like that vibe.
I think that is. It might not be Matthew McConaughey, but I think that one is. Where they're in, like, in the country, or like in the farm.
Yeah, right there. Yeah, that's that one. X. Right.
Did you ever see that short that he did called Mania? Him and that other rapper Cage. Shia LaBeouf is the one that made it.
Yes, a long ass time ago, but I don't remember that. It's been a long ass time ago.
Yeah, that just reminded me of.
Damn.
Me?
That just opened
up something. No, I was saying, go back to what you were saying.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, are you going to find the time to watch Batman, though, this weekend then?
I didn't even know that was this weekend.
Yeah, yeah, it's this weekend. Well, no, because you were saying you don't have time. So I'm like, are you gonna have time to watch Batman though, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's a movie. Yeah. I don't mind watching. I mean, I've watched some shows just recently too. I just
like, and we all have to watch it too.
Yeah, Batman's definitely a movie we have to watch.
Yeah, like, yeah, because I know you're gonna want to talk about it.
Yeah.
16 mile?
Huh?
16 mile?
What?
8 mile, 8 mile part two.
Right.
16 mile?
Is that a real thing?
All right. Joke, anyways,
joke. Take the mic, Big Man.
Please. I am excited for Batman, though. I would definitely gonna try to catch that this week. I was telling Joe that this is the first Batman movie that I actually. This is probably one of the first superhero movies in general that I'm actually going in without. I've only seen two trailers. The two trailers that they draw for Batman, the first ever trailer, and the second one right after. I haven't seen no clips behind the scenes. I haven't seen any other trailers. I've been avoiding pictures. I've been avoiding every single thing. I don't know shit about it, so I'm going in just blinded on this movie for sure.
I have a theory about the Batman movie.
What?
Because the score.
No. If it's theories to tell you about the movie, no. Because that's one thing I've been avoiding too, is theories about. No.
Get out.
What?
Because because in Spider-Man. Spider-Man No Way Home. Everybody here has seen it, right?
Nah.
You seen it, right? You seen it. Did you see it?
No.
Did you care to see it?
Yeah. I just haven't watched it.
All right. Well, I won't ruin anything. He knew how to but
he's
in Spider-Man.
Since like 2 months ago.
I know.
He's never
seen
it yet.
Since fucking December.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's because like Spider-Man No Way Home, I was super, super excited to see. But there was so many trailers. I saw maybe 3 or 4 trailers. So I wasn't trying to see too much of it either. But there was a lot of stuff online. So I would see like little pictures pop up and it'd be like, ooh, like so-and-so might be in the movie or so this or so that. So, and then they would drop little snippets of things like out of nowhere. You see someone drop like just random theories. So I went to the movies with like all these things in my head and I shit you not, bro. Like I could tell you what was going to happen in the next movie because it felt like I was already seeing it. Like I felt like I already know it's going to happen. That's going to happen. That's going to happen. That because I just knew so much about it. But that happens with like almost every fucking movie I see.
See, and that's kind of where I'm at right now with it. Like, right now, it's like, okay, well, I've already heard, I've already seen memes, I've already seen all the posts about all the surprises. So it's like, Batman. Well, what is there really to
see? And that's how I felt about Spider-Man.
Board. Yeah.
Like, I was going Spider-Man. In going, like, I'm excited to see the surprises. And then I was like, there was no surprises. Like, I knew every single thing that was going on. And so
that's why I just haven't really been in a hurry to watch Spider-Man because it was like, well, there's nothing. I'm not going to be surprised or shocked blown away because I already know everything that's going to happen.
Yeah. And so I'm excited with Batman because I'm not feeling this way with this.
Yeah, Spider-Man. I haven't even watched. I think I've only watched one trailer of that.
We'll watch all the clips tonight later.
All the theories. All the theories.
Every Batman movie leading up to this and then the clips. And
then the clips behind the scenes, the trailers, interviews. Yeah, we'll watch spoilers online.
Maybe they die.
The what?
Who's your favorite Batman? I'm pretty sure we talked about this.
Bro, we've talked about this 100 fucking times.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck.
George Clooney every time.
George Clooney himself.
George fucking Clooney.
That's Val Kilmer. Yeah. My sister got me that at a thrift
Adam
shop.
Adam West.
I love Val Kilmer, bro. People used to shit on Batman Forever and Batman and Robin so much. And, like, obviously growing up, you go, like, oh, they are kind of, like, not that great movies. Batman and Robin especially, like, it's not that really
well,
good
Well, watching
movie.
Them now, you can see how stupid they are.
Yeah.
But back then, it was, like,
Well, I think it's for a certain generation. Because, like, my brother Roland saw Batman and Robin, like, when I saw Batman and Robin, he was like, this shit's corny as fuck. And I'm watching going like, bro, what the fuck? This shit's amazing. And so I, growing up, I was, I guess, Batman Forever is in that category of like, it's not that good. But I watched it like 15 years, like again, like for the first time in a while. Yeah. About 10, 15 years ago. And then, bro, fucking amazing. The Val Kilmer Batman Forever movie, bro, it's like right on that borderline of like that cartoonish and dark feeling of like Tim Burton and Schumacher.
I think my favorite performance by Val Kilmer is, in the movie The Doors.
We're still talking about Batman. I'm sorry. We're not going back. No. So did you say your favorite role of Val Kilmer is Batman Forever?
Can't even.
Great. Great.
And then also in
Doc Holliday,
Tombstone.
Man. Doc Holliday. He's
yeah, you always bring that up.
That's what he forever will be known as.
Have you seen that Netflix movie? The one Val Kilmer's in?
Yeah.
It's that prison one?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that.
I thought you were talking about his documentary.
No. It was a Netflix. I told you about it, too, a long time. Because I know you liked Val Kilmer, so I told you to check it out. This was like.
What's it called?
I don't know. I forgot.
Juan, what's it called?
But I've seen it, though. Like, and it has a fucking Deacon Frost. I don't know. You guys ignored me. From Blade, too.
I can't hear you when I have headphones.
Oh, Steven.
But it's
Dorf
a prison. It's kind of like the movie Shot Caller, that white, you know, that prison movie.
Yeah.
But I don't think this one's better, though.
The Doors?
Yeah.
This one's better, though.
The Doors, the Birthday Cake, Joe? Pay Dirt? Oh, A Soldier's Revenge.
Felon. There you go. You seen it?
No, I just.
Oh, yeah, he was just looking at it.
That's another Val Kilmer movie?
That's the one. Isn't that one? You said it was like a.
No, I said it's a prison movie.
Oh, a prison movie.
Yeah.
He doesn't look fat on here.
Is that it right there?
Yeah.
Or is it called The Super?
It's a Felon.
Oh, it's called The Felon?
It's like Tombstone, Ghosts in the Darkness, Island of Dr. Moreau.
What about MacGruber? What about Val Kilmer and MacGruber? That one was fucking solid.
I thought that was cool that he did that, like that he would agree to do something
that
like
that.
That
was funny as like, fuck, bro. I'm glad that you saw that movie it, that you understood funny. It, because that was hilarious, bro.
I thought that was cool.
Y'all never seen it, MacGruber?
I only saw it once, and I didn't get to finish it.
It's funny. It's really stupid, but it's just like, I don't know. It's good.
There's a running joke where like this guy cuts him off or like says, fuck you, and he memorizes his license plate. It's like the whole movie, he's like, memorizing it to give back at the guy who cut him off, like, and it's just like a joke that you don't really get unless you really look into it. And the guy finds like a notepad, one of his his partner, he finds a notepad with all of the license plate just rewritten over and over and over. I mean, just like, I'm gonna kill you, I'm gonna find you and shit like that. You haven't seen it, Big Bear?
No, bro,
it's a good.
You'll like it. It's up your alley. Yeah,
I've heard about the Upper Decker.
Yeah.
I think that's
from MacGruber, yeah. The Upper Decker.
Where they take a dump in the top of the toilet or something?
I feel like I've heard about that from something
they
else.
Take a dump no, in the top?
It sounds like waiting.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't remember where.
Upper Decker is from MacGruber.
It's supposed to be like a spoof of MacGyver, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And like kind of all of those like action movies that we grew up on, it's kind of, you know, poking fun at that, building a team and. Yeah, you know, all that shit.
What movie? Yeah, there's another movie that does it.
When I rented it, I didn't.
Get Smart? No,
no.
Get Smart? It's a good movie.
Yeah, it was MacGruber and Upper Decker. Yeah, it was MacGruber. But I could have sworn there was a different movie that had it too.
Yeah, there was something else with it.
Oh, Michael Scott said that on The Office. Upper Decker.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said it in The Office. That's what it was.
I'm a big Office fan.
Yeah. I really like Shaun of the Dead. That movie is fucking hilarious. One of the funniest.
I think the funniest zombie movie is Zombieland.
Really?
Yeah. And it's well made. It's like, I just think that's like a good movie. Even if you took the funny shit out of it, it's still a good zombie
movie. But I feel the same way about Shaun of the Dead. I feel the same way about Zombieland and Shaun of the Dead. Because they're both just fucking great movies just in general. But
a good debate.
The one thing I will agree why Zombieland might be a better zombie movie and comedic wise than Shaun of the Dead is because Shaun of the Dead was more of a spoof on... Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah. I love that movie.
So, it's good. It is. Ving Rhames and fucking Dawn of the Dead. Whoever else is in
it. We used to watch the original one.
I like the Zack Snyder one. It's fucking dope.
The mall, like the old one with the orange blood.
Like 70s or 80s?
Yeah, something like that.
No, it was called Dawn of the Dead. The OG one.
Yeah, the original.
But then they remade
it. It was in a mall also. Like, it was all pretty much the same, except for there was, like, they weren't, like, running full speed or nothing.
And that makes them the scariest, too. Those are, like, the scariest zombie movies when they're running.
Ooh.
Like, when they're just fucking walking, it's scary. But when they're running,
well, whenever there's, like, a bunch of them, then it's like, okay, that's scary. But, yeah, if they're like, running start running, full speed. That's a whole different animal. That's way different.
Way scarier.
It's like, would you be scared of a horde of zombies or just one of them running at you? Like a horde walking towards you or one running towards you?
Probably one running.
One running at me. Because that just puts so much more of my anxiety. You're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, you have to make a decision right then and there. Like, well, what the hell am I going to do about this?
Yeah, it's an immediate instinct. Compared like the horde, you just feel much more like you still have that fear, but you're like, I can get away with this. Yeah, I can get away. I can leave. Like, they're not going to catch me. But, yeah, no, fuck that. Definitely
the horde. Just get ripped up by the whole crowd of zombies.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I will agree with you, Lyrical, on that. I think Zombieland will have to be a better comedic zombie movie.
Is it only two? Well, how many zombie movies are there? Are we just picking from two?
No. Out of those two.
But what's another comedy funny ones, though? Funny.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm asking. Yeah.
Well, what's another funny?
That's what I was asking. I don't know.
Shaun of the Dead and Zombieland, really?
Yeah.
Zombieland 2.
Oh, this is right now.
You know, but Zombieland 2 was okay.
Yeah, it wasn't as good as
If you had to pick between those two, Zombieland's going to win. Yeah.
But I think I like.
Or any other.
I prefer Shaun of the Dead. I don't know, man. They're both fucking great, dude. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, obviously, Zombieland, just because it's much more of an original script.
What's it called? The Zombie Apocalypse.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's seen them. They didn't make it pass. Big time.
No.
You know what? There was another one with Elijah Wood.
Oh, that was a Cooties.
Teacher. Yeah.
Cooties.
Yeah. Oh.
That one wasn't bad. That one was pretty good. But it wasn't like amazing. It was pretty good.
I don't remember it. Is that the one on Netflix? I remember watching it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
That's where we watched it.
Yeah.
And it was from like the food
it came out
or
like 2017.
Something. Yeah, it had to have been a while back.
Yeah. It was yeah. It was the kids that turned into zombies.
Yeah.
It was funny. It wasn't bad. It had a pretty good cast, but it wasn't
Army of the Dead?
Like the best. Army of the Dead is not really a comedy.
Which one was that?
Army of the newest.
With Batista?
Yeah.
I wouldn't consider
that's not a comedy.
That a comedy.
No, because if we go into best zombie movies, like then the Dawn territory the would be way bigger.
Yeah, it really wasn't that great.
Tried to tell y'all back then.
I liked Army of the Dead. I still enjoy
like. I think
Army
in the moment it was like, yeah, this is pretty cool for you know what it was,
but
that's
like, the
looking
point.
Back, I don't really or, like if somebody wanted to watch it again.
But that's that's the point though. Like the movie's supposed to make you feel that. Like the fact that the movie made you feel that at the moment, like it did its job. Like even if you go back after, you go like, maybe it's not the best. Like the fact that it gave you that first feeling, like that's the best part
about
it.
Fair point. Fair point.
Nah, I wouldn't. Well, nah, not in a comedy.
No.
So yeah, I think if a movie does that, then I definitely think that then it did its job. Because I do feel like what Lyrical says. Like sometimes you watch a movie and you're like, this shit's amazing because in the moment, but then you go back and rewatch it, you're kind of like,
Yeah, like I wouldn't rewatch it. Like I don't really care to see it again.
I've seen it like 2 or 3 times.
What about I Am Legend? Would you consider that like a zombie movie?
That's kind of a vampire, isn't it?
I don't remember.
Yeah, because they can only go in the.
Yeah, they're all night. In the dark.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's right. I'm gonna leave.
And they even look. They even look more vampire-ish.
They have that stretched face, head, that vampire face.
Yeah, it even looks much more
like a
vampire-ish.
Bat.
Yeah.
That was a pretty cool movie. But
do you remember the hype around it when it first came out? Like,
I don't
it was,
at all.
Dude, I remember how hyped it was. And I remember people at school, because I was either 11th grade or my sophomore year. But I remember after it came out, like, there was so many mixed reactions that it was either amazing or it sucked. People were just like, that shit was garbage.
You gotta remember and understand that those things fuck. Those things
what?
Fuck
Who
each
fucks?
Other. The vampires.
I'm like, what? The people like in the movie now, he goes, they fuck.
Fuck each other. Yeah.
They fuck. Remember that, Jesus. So they might not like the movie
because
they fucked in the theater.
Because you see at the end, whenever one zombie or vampire thing is like, concerned about the other, like, oh, it's my loved one.
Mm-hmm.
That means.
You talking about Army of the Dead still?
No, we're talking about. Because
that was an Army of the Dead too.
Yeah, they had couples.
Are you just saying that they don't, you don't think monsters have feelings?
I just never thought about it until now that. Like, oh, yeah, they had, like, a romantic, romantic interest amongst,
of course.
Like,
they would have to.
But if they bite somebody, do they turn into what they are?
Yeah.
Because I don't remember the movie at all.
On Iron Legend? Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really show it, but I would think they did, though. I think they did, didn't they?
Like, how zombies fucking people?
No, biting each other.
Oh. Or vampires,
wouldn't it still be worse if they bite people and they turn into them? Right?
Was that the case
I'm asking.
On that?
That's what
that
I'm saying.
Would still
like,
be like, what a matter
the,
if they
at
fuck.
At the end of the movie, you see one of the zombies protect one of the other zombies, or whatever it is. Like, one of them protecting the other, insinuating that they had a romantic relationship, or like, you know, some kind of relationship.
Maybe platonic.
So that means.
Well, like, if I protect Joe, then you're just going to assume we're fucking?
I mean, it was like.
Maybe.
Wow.
I probably would.
A
Joe's
guy,
like, why
vampire, and a
we can't
girl
be fucking?
I know.
So I don't know what this is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Will it be obvious at that point?
Greg Juan, you just started a fight that we didn't want.
I just wanted to leave that inside your head. So.
Okay, well, I wanted to go back into people had mixed reviews, and they fell half and half. Nah.
Speaking of that, somebody brought up Peacemaker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was fun because he thought he was going to sit in the chair today. I'm just kidding, Juan.
No, forget it.
Yeah, Juan, I don't want to talk about my opinion. Mm-hmm. No.
Talk about it if y'all want to.
Yeah, only if I was in the chair, I'd like to talk about it. But I don't think you guys should talk about it.
Who's all watched it?
Nobody.
Juan?
Nah, no. I've seen some of it, like that part I said. But
I think we made it like maybe 2 episodes in.
Oh, so you actually started it?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It wasn't my cup of tea. Mm-hmm. I feel like they were trying to be. I feel like they were trying to be too much like. What's it called? The Ryan Reynolds one.
Deadpool.
Yeah, like I feel like they were trying to like cash in on that. Because he wasn't as goofy and, like, all that in the movie, Suicide Squad. Like, I liked his character in that. Yeah. But now...
He was balanced well.
And then now in the series, he's, like, this, like, stupid, like, douchebag type guy. And it was like, well, that wasn't like the waiting? Vibe that he gave off in that.
Like Ryan Reynolds on Waiting?
No.
No, Deadpool.
No. Like, even, like, Ryan Reynolds was even, like, cooler in that movie. But, like, this, like, I just feel like... It's almost like a high schooler wrote it, and like it was like, oh, say this. This will be funny.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Keep talking about the guy's dick. Like, yeah, say that. And it was jokes. Like, but they drag it out like way too far, though.
It's too long, right?
And it's like, okay, it would be funny. Like that scene where he's like sitting on his bed and his friend walks up to the window and he's like, oh, your dick is out. And it was like, dude, like this conversation was like 5 minutes long, and it was like, it's not even funny anymore. Like, it's like
that is definitely James Gunn's touch. I will say that as people love that about him or they don't. It's like it's almost like Tarantino, where Tarantino, like, people are like, oh my god, so much dialogue and talking. It's like, well, that's Tarantino's movies. James Gunn, like, that's what he does on his jokes. But the thing about it is like there's more jokes that are like too long that you're just kind of like, you should have stopped right here, than there is like it worked, at least in my opinion, because he does that in Guardians of the Galaxy as well. He does that in all his movies. All his movies are just. But sometimes it works.
It's so, almost like one of those movies from like the late 90s or something, to where it was like you get laughs just for cussing.
Yeah.
And it was like, that's kind of what it felt like. Oh, they said, you know, vulgar terms, and it's just like, okay, but what else are they doing?
Did it feel like every character was almost written the same, in the sense of like everybody was funny and always had the jokes?
They mentioned like inside joke while the show was going on, how like, yeah, we're basically XYZ movie, and like they made fun of themselves. Yeah. So they did that. But like it was different every other episode, because some were written. And
who brought this unprofessional man over here? What'd you say?
My first day.
And we could tell. And your last.
So,
<Go ahead.
laughs> so it was like I lost my train of thought.
See what you did? So, killing momentum.
Big Bear.
Each episode was an hour long, right? And so each one was directed like either James Gunn or another one. So you can definitely see the artistic design, design going through each episode. So it was good on some of them, but like Lyrical said, like some of them just ran on for too long and like kind of just unnecessary dialogue. But it did keep me guessing. Up until the end, you realize like it's basically the same plot of Suicide Squad. But I'm not gonna say anything else.
I still want to finish it.
It's good.
I still feel like I need to finish it.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna watch it. I keep getting told to watch it consistently. Like they keep hitting me up like, bro, you're gonna like it. I was gonna watch it on my 2-year-old. Of course, I'm not going to.
I'm just saying. And this one's called Peacemaker.
Yeah. Actually, they're playing that at a bar. Actually, I walked in. I'm like, what the fuck? He was nailing some chick, and I was like, can't y'all just put it on ESPN or something?
Yeah, they're like, no, we want to watch this.
Joe got uncomfortable. He's like,
I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, they were playing it at a bar. I was like, okay.
He's like, hey, I thought this was 21 and under.
Shit. But yeah, that's the only part I saw. That's why.
Well, speaking of shows with crazy ass scenes like that, another one that I was saying that is probably going to be unpopular, my opinion, we started watching Euphoria.
Okay.
Oh, shit. What'd you think of that?
And how many episodes did you get in?
I've already seen like a few. Christina's like already hooked, but she likes all those shows like that. Sure, it's just like, it's like a little too dramatic. And it was like, none of it's believable.
It's fucking.
Well, yeah, it's just, you know, it's make
like there's like a little kid drug dealer. And I was like, is this supposed to be funny, or are we supposed to like take this serious? And then, like, all these kids are supposed to be in high school, but we're, like, looking at them naked.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, but these are supposed to be teenagers. Like, why is it okay for us to see all these kids naked? Yeah. I don't know. And then, I don't know. Super bad. It was just, but they didn't show super any, like, good. Like the, what's his name? McLovin, I think, was underage. That's why they had to do the scene the way that they did
all
it. To where they
stuff.
Couldn't show anything.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, you were right.
But, yeah, like, this one, it was just, like, and then just, like, the stuff that's happening, it's just, I don't believe that that's a real situation. Like, it's just, I don't know.
It's like it won't let you register if it's like a drama or a comedy. Like if you're sarcasm or if it's like actually dark.
Yeah. No, it's just, I
haven't seen it.
Lyrical makes a good point. It's like overly dramatized. Like it's like very extensive. So it's kind of like if
it made a madness.
Well, it's like, yeah, like it's just everything is to the extent. Like it's just like very, very light. Which I mean, I like it's a TV show. Like I, in my opinion, I'm like, it's fake. Like I will say, like, I think we're getting in the point where people just don't like things because they start comparing it to how much it's not realistic. And I'm just like, it's not supposed to be realistic. Like, not everything you watch is supposed to be realistic. Because I did that. There's so many things that I watched, I'm just like comparing it to like, well, that's not realistic. Like,
yeah,
that's not how it happened.
I hate it when you did that.
Yeah. And I hate that. Yeah. I know. Yeah. And I did. And I realized that I stopped enjoying movies because I was too into my head about like, it needs to be real. And I'm just like, but this is a fucking movie and a show. Like, why does it need to be that
real?
Still,
like, stuff like I'll use Breaking Bad as an example. Like, the way that it's the way that it's set up, like, it's believable. Like, you feel like that could actually happen. Like, oh, this guy's, like, really smart. And, you know, like, you believe all the shit that he's, like, saying because it's like, oh, that seems, like, not too far-fetched.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, but they don't have to feel believable. Like, but I get what you mean. I just think the world has to set the rules for it up already. Like, what, how much of this is fantasy and how much is real? Like, it needs to be set up. I feel like Euphoria did that. It's just, you either like it or you don't at that point. Like, but it sets it up to be overly dramatic and very, very, like, high intense. Like, oh, shit. Like, I like it. I think I like the show. Yeah, I like the show a lot. But I agree with Lyrical. Like, you either go in, you either like it or you don't.
Yeah, it wasn't that it was, like, I don't believe. It was just, like, this is, like, way too dramatic. Like, it's, like, like, who the fuck is going through, you know, all that? Like, I thought it was going to be, you know, like, it everybody is. Always said, like, yeah, it was dark and it's this and that. So I think I just had higher expectations for it. But it was just like, I don't know. I mean, it's all right. It seems like it.
Well, you should keep watching it because the second season. Have you seen the second season? The second season's like, when you watch a show, you want, like, the next season's supposed to, well, maybe you won't like it because you think it's already, like, too, like, you already think they took it too far. In the next season,
yeah,
I wouldn't say they take it too far, but it just, like, it gets more, like, tense. Like, it's nothing. I think maybe the first season was more, actually, the second season, damn, I'm trying to think. I don't know, because he said he thought it was too, like, much drama, so I was trying
the
to
show's
make,
that good.
It just gets better. I think it does what a second season is supposed to do. Like, and it starts off quick, and it just gets to the point, like, of what's about to happen. Because after, like,
the first
second
season
ends
really good. That's why.
Yeah. And then, yeah, just, I don't know. I would ask you to continue to keep watching it because I think maybe you could get into it. Yeah. Or, but
I'll tell you what. If you watch it, we'll be really proud of you.
Yeah.
Have y'all watched
it? We watched season 2.
I have not seen it.
Yeah.
I
haven't watched it. No. Very well, proudly say I haven't watched it.
Kept going without me. Like, she's already, I don't know how far in she is.
There's only like 8 episodes on the first season. And then there's 2 episodes that are like,
dude, there's
special.
8 episodes on the last season. Well, this past season too. It just ended last night. And this one's cool because, like, y'all, I remember you were saying at Lyrical, you were like, you wished, you know how Netflix just puts everything out. This one, since HBO is actually a real channel,
yeah,
they release them every Sunday then.
Yeah, and I like when they do that. Like, at first, it does kind of suck because you're so used to binging shit. But, like, you like it because you get to build, you have that builder for the next week of, like, what the show is.
What do y'all think about, so, like, with a show called, like, Ozark now in the last season, they release 7 episodes and then they're waiting, like, 3 months and they're releasing the last 7 episodes. So, like, they stopped it, like, in the this is season 4, I think. So they put out the first 7 episodes, and then they're going to wait because this is the last season of it. So now the second part of the show of the last season comes out, and April 29th now. Do y'all like that?
I don't mind it because they dropped 7 right there for you, you know?
A lot of shows are doing that now.
Game of Thrones was kind of like they would just pretty much release whenever the fuck they wanted to, and there wasn't nothing you could do about it. So it was just like you didn't know how long you were going to be waiting for the next season. Yeah, which we were with that fucking show.
Don't get him into this, bro. No, don't play.
His Breaking Bad is his Game of Thrones.
Yeah, he says it's good.
I like Breaking Bad too, but yeah, it's very well written.
Oh my god, I just started another show today called Your Honor. Oh, it's on Showtime. Has anybody seen it? Bryan Cranston. I started it because of Bryan Cranston, and I was watching it before I came here.
Sounds familiar.
And bro, like I did not want to come over here because I was just watching the first episode of what's happening. You want me to tell you? Because I'm not spoiling anything.
First episode.
It starts off with Bryan Cranston. He's running, but it starts off with this kid in the bed he's in high school, obviously. And then, you know, they're just making out. And then she goes, he gets in his car. He has a picture of a woman. Doesn't say who the woman is. Oh, sorry. Doesn't say who the woman is.
Oh, yeah. Scoot in a little bit. You might be off camera.
Sorry, guys. Doesn't say who the woman is, but just by the picture frame, it's like, okay, this is probably his mom who died.
Yeah, yeah.
So he gets that. He gets a picture of her, and he gets a rose and takes off, gets in his car. And then it shows another story of a family. It looks like a rich family. You know, everybody in the kitchen, and then the surprise birthday gift for one of the kids, for the son, and it's a motorbike.
Yeah.
So the kid gets in, oh, thanks, Dad. He gets off and takes off in it. So at that time, you can tell, like, okay, something's going to happen. So the kid with the picture goes to a convenience store. It's in the hood too. Like this is a white kid. He goes into like a black neighborhood.
Yeah.
And you could tell he's nervous and shit. So he goes and he drops off. He puts the picture at the convenience store with the rose. And then he looks behind him. There's a bunch of like black dudes surrounding him. So he rushes to his car and just takes off. But he's nervous though. And then you find out he has asthma and his asthma pump was like under his seat. So he couldn't reach it. So, and there's a car driving after him too. Like the guy's got in the car and following him for whatever reason. And I don't know how the mom died at the convenience store. It doesn't say that yet. So, and then while he's trying to drive off and get his, you know, shit, ends up wrecking into that other kid on the bike.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, hits him while he's trying. Because there's a car following him. So he's so nervous and he can't breathe because he's having an asthma attack. So he's looking in his rear view the whole time. And he doesn't see, and he's trying to like reach under his seat for the asthma pump.
Yeah, yeah.
And ends up hitting that kid right and fucking, he tries to help the kid, but he's so, like, in shock and nervous, like, he just ends up taking off.
So what happens to the car that was following?
It takes off once he sees what happens.
Oh.
Like, it turns around, so obviously it was those guys.
Yeah. What happened to the kid? Did he die?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, ended up dying. And the guy was so, but it turns out Bryan Cranston is he's a judge and he's
the kid.
He's the kid. Yeah, Bryan Cranston is the father of the guy who wrecked into him, and he's a judge.
Oh.
And it seems like you know. So, and then when they get, because the kid took off from the scene, he was so nervous, so scared, and so he took off, and he's trying to cover up all his tracks. But when his dad finally gets home, Bryan Cranston, he's like, "Son, what's wrong?" And then his son finally tells him what's going on and shit.
Damn.
So he was like, look, everything's going to be all right, but I got to take you to the precinct. We got to talk to everybody. We can't hide this. We got to let them know what's going on. So as they're going over there, the dad says, stay in the car. Let me get off first. So the dad goes in there. Bryan Cranston, he sees the family. He sees the mom crying and he sees the guy. And it just looks like Bryan Cranston gets real scared. Like they're just blank face on us. He's like, oh, fuck. So he turns around. His son's getting off, and he's like, get back in the car. He goes, no, Dad, I need to be here. He goes, no, get back in the car right now. He goes, you know who you killed? He goes, you killed Jimmy Baxter. And I don't know who that was. They didn't say who he was. And he's like, you know who Jimmy Baxter is? He goes, he's the head of, like, a crime family.
Oh, damn.
In the community.
I thought you said there wasn't going to be spoilers.
Well, that's not a spoiler. So you want to watch it. Look, that's all I know. That's why
you
want to
watch it now because Joe was saying these spoilers, and now you're like, I'm interested now.
Yeah, because now you know he's like, no, get back in the car. He goes, you just killed the son of a mob boss, of the most notorious mob boss where we stay at. So he says, get back in the car. And then as they're driving, he goes, look, we're just going to try to. Now the dad doesn't want to say anything now because he's scared for his life and his son's life now. And that's where I left off.
Damn.
But he's telling his son, though, like, we're not going to tell nobody about this. I'm going to take care of it. Like,
so how would you act in that?
What would be in who?
Like if like your son killed somebody.
Fuck.
I don't know, man. No, and you know what? That's fucked up too. Because while I'm watching it, I don't even have a son. But I was uncomfortable. I was like, God. I was like, fuck. Like that's it makes you feel that way.
Like,
but,
would you like help him? Like,
I think as a father, you would.
Yeah.
I think you'd do anything to protect your kid. Like, that's my opinion.
Because at the end of the day, that guy, especially he's a mobster, he's gonna do anything to get revenge on his kid.
Well, I mean, if you find out that it's like some crime guy, then yeah, fuck that kid. You know, but I mean, it's like,
I still wouldn't say that. You
like,
know?
Yeah, but, I mean, you don't want to, like, you know, turn him in and then let, you know, all hell break loose. So I think at that point, yeah, you kind of have to help him and help him escape. But just like if, like, out of nowhere, like, they just said, like, hey, you know, we were out tonight, and I think we might have killed somebody. Like, what would you do?
That's tough, man. I definitely be like, we got to call the cops on this.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, what the fuck? Like, it would just make it worse on everything. Like,
I don't know. It would be hard to. Yeah, I don't think I could.
If it was a mob boss,
call the cops
or something.
Not if it was a mob boss,
then yeah, because I'd be more worried about him going to jail and then something happening. Yeah,
for sure.
I'd be more worried about, you know, the syndicate or whatever over the damn, you know, police and the government, whatever they're going to do. But I think the right thing to do in most cases, actually in all cases, is just off the jump. Turn yourself in. Make sure everything's good. I mean, as a parent, that's what you got to do. Even though I wouldn't want to, it would just depend on the situation.
Yeah.
Like, are you drunk? Were you texting?
What you don't want to make it worse for your kid either, you know? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
I mean, something like
that. Because I always watch those shows that, like, even that, you remember that documentary that you told us about, and then like that guy like killed his wife and kids real piece of shit. But like, I think it was that where his dad is like in the room with him and telling him, you know, whatever, like
it's going to be okay.
Like, man, I can't help but like, think like, man, what would I do in that situation? Shit. Like if you were sitting there, because like, you can't just like turn it off and be like, hey, you know, you got to, you know, be locked up for the rest of your life. Like, I don't know. Like, I think I would probably end up getting in trouble too for trying to,
hide something.
I just couldn't do that.
Huh? Yeah.
Y'all never accidentally killed anybody?
Like two of them.
Not that I'm aware of.
Not that I'm aware of.
Jesus.
Oh, okay. I thought.
I didn't cause it. It was raining. And
you talked like you caused the wreck and took off. And you saw it
on fire. Was he the guy from the story last week?
I'm from the... No.
He turned his lights off.
No, man. This was years ago. I was over there by the junkyards on Mansfield, and it was raining. And fucking for whatever reason, the dude behind me is going like 60, and I was going like 35, 40, which is the fucking speed limit. And so we're already braking the car in front of me, and I'm braking to turn into the junkyard, which is Eagle Truck and Auto.
Mm-hmm.
And this dude was like, I just looked to my left. I looked to my left, and this dude's fucking just passing by my window, bro. And I see his truck jumping and fucking just like goes into the side. I don't know if he wrecked into something or whatever, but I was just like,
oops.
Oops. Yeah, I was like,
but you didn't cause it.
No, dude, because there was already two or three cars stopped. So we were there, but it was just kind of like.
Yeah, I thought you meant you were like fucking with somebody and made them wreck. No,
something like that. I don't know if I stopped.
You hyped the story up a lot, and honestly, I'm very disappointed in the story. So pass the mic to Juan.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, I'm glad you apologized for that terrible story.
But watch this show, though, guys. I can already tell it's going to be a very good show.
It does sound interesting. I remember hearing about it, and just because it was him, like, I like him.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But
that was the show he did, like, right after Breaking Bad?
No, this is pretty new.
Yeah, I think 2020 or 21.
Oh, it's new.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this
and
is,
it's
like
a Showtime
new.
I want to say last year or 2020. But, yeah, it's pretty recent, though. So, man. Can't wait to watch it though. Like I already know I'm gonna binge this shit. So by like next week I'll have it all done.
How many episodes is it? I don't know.
I don't know. Almost done the first.
Jose, it doesn't matter. I'm gonna watch them all. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Brian Cranston, one episode so far. It just gets you like uncomfortable.
Is Brian Cranston that one actor that no matter what he does, you're like I can watch his shit.
After Breaking Bad, I probably haven't seen everything, but after I've seen Breaking Bad and I've like grown to like him a lot. Like, that's why I tried this show. I was like, well, let me try this show. He's in here.
He's one of those people that you're curious to see how they play that part. Like, because he's good at, like, playing whatever role that he's doing. So yeah. Now it's like you kind of give him that,
yeah,
that benefit of the doubt. Like, mm-hmm. Okay, he's gonna be good. I'm curious to see how he does it.
Yeah,
but.
Bro, I know I'm gonna talk about another movie too. Okay. Y'all remember that movie, Leon the Professional?
Yeah,
yeah.
I never seen it. You never seen? But I know what the movie.
That's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah,
that's like
it came out in the 90s. Yeah, it's on Netflix too though now.
Gene Reno,
Natalie Portman, I think.
She was a child.
Oh, Gary Oldman's amazing. I was just about to bring up Gary Oldman too.
I was watching The Dark Knight the other night, and I would just at the very end of The Dark Knight, I was like, "Hold up, is that the villain from Leon the Professional, fucking Commissioner Gordon?"
That's one of the best endings, I think, in like a movie. Like just that whole like plot, like everything.
Talking
about
Dark Knight or Leon?
No, Leon the Professional.
Oh. Yeah, dude, and I didn't even know that was him.
Yeah,
he looks totally different.
Bro,
I mean,
Gary Oldman is so underrated, bro.
I was just like
that French actor as well is one of my favorites.
Yeah, he's good. He was in Godzilla. That's
I remember him too.
Yeah, dude, yeah, I looked him up.
Bro,
I looked up
everything. Crazy, right? All the characters. He was even the villain on Fifth Element.
Yeah,
that dude's
wild, he just I was like, holy shit, this is Commissioner Gordon. But
Harry
anyway
Potter.
Though,
yeah,
I'd watch the movie again, and it's pretty. Did you has everybody seen it?
I've seen it a shitload of times.
I never seen it.
Okay, well damn, I kind of want to
go for it.
I don't want to like spoil what
was it?
It's about a hitman.
I know that. I'm just saying, like, what is it about that you wanted to talk about?
Oh, well, I want to talk about a few things, but pretty much, I might spoil it. I'm sorry if I do assist, but it came out in the 90s.
That's fine.
You don't care. But it was kind of weird, though, because it's like, it's this little girl. She loses her, like, whole family.
Yeah.
And luckily, there's a hitman that lives right next door to her who's, like, pretty much saves her. I won't say how. But then she asked him to, like, I guess the word in there is, like, I want to be a cleaner. And that's, like, code word for hitman. So he's like, ended up teaching her and shit. Mm-hmm. But they ended up, like, I don't know if you felt this way, Lyrical. They ended up getting this relationship, but it didn't feel like a father and daughter relationship, though. Like, towards the end, it was kind of making me feel weird.
Well, it was pretty obvious that she was always in love with him.
Yeah, she
and
even
it
said
made
it.
Him uncomfortable. That's what, like, but, like, she even told, like, the guy at the front desk, like, we're not, you know, or he's not my dad or something. He's my lover or something.
Oh, like, it's like it kind of made me feel uncomfortable because there's just one scene where they have to split up. And, you know, he's telling her, you need to go. Everything's going to be all right. I see you. And at that part, I was like, what are they? I don't know what exactly they were going for.
I do remember that. Well, I do know people talk about the movie and how they talk about it's controversial. But I don't know why. I'm guessing that's why.
Yeah, that is why right there. But anyway, though, so he asked her. She had asked him, can you help me clean? He goes, well, she asked him, well, how much is it for a head? He goes, $5,000. So a question I want y'all, like, if y'all ran into a hitman and they told y'all, like, I will teach you everything and you can charge, like, $25,000 to $30,000 a head. Like, would you want to learn? Like, in case.
I'd want to learn, but I don't know that I would actually
use
like,
it,
pursue it. Okay. Yeah.
I think y'all would if y'all did.
I would like to know that I could. I would have to know everything about the person. Like, if it was like some like pedophile that's like untouchable and nobody can, you know, build a case against them, then it's like, yeah, fuck it. Like,
yeah, of
then,
course.
Like,
well, would you
want to
get paid or
shit?
Would you just do it off a good deed?
Both.
Depending I'd take the money. Yeah, because, I mean, you're risking a lot.
Yeah, because kind of like a hitman, you take like the emotions out of it. Just like, all right, this person needs to be doing it. Like, I don't think they have any emotions into it. They're just like, all right, you're going to pay me so-and-so amount.
I think at first they do, and then after a little bit, they're like,
yeah, I couldn't do it just to anybody that somebody just didn't like because, like, I don't know.
Even, but that's the thing, though. So you wouldn't be able to then because.
If they were like somebody that, like a pedophile or something like then it was like I don't give a
so
fuck.
So is that as far your goal then as a pedophile?
Like or
like
just
that
anybody
that have to be
that
this for me
does
to do
anything
it.
To kids.
Yeah.
I think it'd be like a resale or you know like
a reseller you like kill them?
No, like a resale cuz you can't have an emote like you can't I couldn't like sell my phone or this if I emotionally got attached to it. So like if I found out too much information or oh this dude has a family, this dude has a grandmother, his mom or he's supporting his mom or this, I'd feel like shit.
So just basically kill him. Just
like, just pay me. Don't give me info where they live. This, I think, right? I know.
Or what
wrong.
Would you do if you saw the news later and then it was like this guy had like six children and was like a single dad
and that's
trying
the thing
to turn
in the movie too.
Around.
In the movie, remember, he didn't even want a part of the girl. She was like, "Oh, you got to leave." She goes, "No, I've got nowhere to go." He goes, "Not my problem."
Yeah.
Like, he can't have any emotion in it at all. That's why he did not even want the girl in there.
That's what they talk about in Peacemaker. Like, in all, like in the midst of all the jokes, John Cena talks to the guy who hires him to kill him and kill people. And he's like, "Just because you want me to kill kids doesn't mean I'm going to kill kids." Like, I at least have that kind of morality of, like, I'm not going to kill just anyone.
Yeah, fine line.
It has to be for a reason.
Yeah.
No fucking kids.
Yeah.
That no well, that's what
Leon says: no women, no kids.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's a
yeah. I don't think I could learn how to do
no.
it. I don't think
I would. I would love to learn how to do it. Like, I think that would. Be
yeah, to learn how to do it would be great. It's just actually doing it.
Yeah.
It's like the world's going to shit. I might as well learn.
Well, learning. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you learn.
Yeah.
We'll start by working us. Like a slaughterhouse or something, getting used to, like, getting messy.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Killing.
And, like, he starts teaching the girl, too, Tyson and he Farms. Teaches her, like, and he doesn't say it's a paintball gun, but he gets a paintball gun. So, like, he takes her up on a roof. She's going to start sniping people. It's like, so who do I get? But they never tell you it's a paintball gun. So I'm like, is she about to actually kill somebody on her first fucking try? Mm-hmm. Ends out it's a paintball gun. Yeah. But it's just very, yeah, it just kind of got me, though.
It was just to prove if she would do it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but she wanted revenge.
Really good movie.
And man. She, never mind. I want you to watch it.
Yeah.
I don't know
yeah,
if you will.
Yeah, you haven't spoiled any, like, in my opinion, I don't think any.
I was about to say, I was like, I really haven't felt like I'm missing a room.
Yeah, I don't want to, I want to
yeah,
stop right there.
A lot
it's a good
of the
fucking
stuff,
movie.
Like,
I'm
ties in with each other, and yeah, he didn't spoil anything. Okay. So, like,
but
yeah,
I was thinking that.
I was like, I'm not going to spoil anything, but I won't tell you how he dies.
Yeah. Yeah, I did because they were like, yeah, but I thought he said it was like 5G ahead, and I'm like, that's kind of low. But
that is low.
Maybe for back,
that was yeah, you got to think that was in the 90s whenever it came out.
Because
houses were $20,000 back then.
Yeah, because maybe I was thinking maybe it just depends, like, the higher the status of the person. Because remember, like, in Suicide Squad, when Deadshot, he was going to kill that.
Oh, yeah, that guy, and he was like, nope.
It was like 100 G's or something.
No, it was like 2 million or something.
Oh, okay.
But it was a couple million. Though.
Yeah, it was a
or
couple
10 million.
Like, just because of the stature of the status of the person. I was like, God. So when he said 5G ahead, I was like, that's pretty low.
Okay, that is low.
How much would you charge a lyrical? 4 ahead.
They hire you and you're like, this is my rates.
Probably 20.
You know, I could
kind of feel like 20 would be a pretty good.
25. I could kind of see Lyrical as a hitman, too, because he's just kind of like a nonchalant guy. Like, you wouldn't think of it of him, you know? Like,
yeah, right
he's
now,
just chill. Just like, yeah, like, you wouldn't. I don't think anybody would notice it. Not to me. I mean, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
The scary thing is that you'll never know if he is or isn't.
Yeah.
Right?
Are
maybe
you Lyrical?
That's what I'm saying. I couldn't do it.
Right?
But, like, it reminds me of the, I don't know why, but the scene on Django, whenever, like, his first bounty or whatever, whenever that guy's like in the field with his son, and then he tells him, like, you know, this is what you got to do, this is who this guy was. But, you know, like, that guy was like turning his life around, he had a family, and, you know, like, could you still, like,
so I'm saying, I
kill somebody like that in front of his kid?
No, they did on Sakai. Remember, he killed his kids. In front of him first.
But that was because of what he did, though.
Yeah, but that was wild, though. Like, that
yeah,
was
but something like that, though, because the reason why he's killing them, I mean, like, yeah, you would have to do that. Because
he killed his family, right?
Yeah. Killed his what? Yeah,
he did it in front of him, just.
Yeah, so at that point, it's like, all bets are off now.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to kill it, like, in front of everybody. Now it's just like, yeah. It's
you know that guy, the bad guy? He's from Fort Worth. I don't know if I've ever said that.
Really?
Yeah.
He's also in the talking about Sicario 1.
Sicario 1 at the ending. Like, he's from
he's
Fort Worth.
He's in I didn't know that. He's in Narcos, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Narcos,
that,
Colombia,
yeah.
Mexico.
Oh, he's the one from Cali Cartel, I'm assuming?
No, he was a cop.
Oh, okay.
He was like, he was one of the Mexico. Was it Mexico? It was Mexico. He's one of the Mexico detectives.
Oh, okay.
But he knew real fluent English and stuff. He was actually a good character, actually.
This shit is so close to your face.
I know.
I was just about to say, like, dude, that looks like really close.
But early, y'all didn't see me. Like, I leaned into it because it was so close. I was
I didn't even. I didn't realize till I was going like this, and I was like, damn.
Yeah, I thought you were, like, fucking with him because at one point you were holding it, and you were just, like, pushing it. And it was like,
that's why I leaned into it. I was like, well, yeah. But. Leon the Professional.
Yeah, Leon the Professional. I'll have to check that one out.
Yeah.
Check it out.
You should. It's a really good movie. Like, that could be like a good conversation because there's a lot of questions that I have about that I've always wondered, like other people's opinions. But
I'm gonna check it out. It's on Netflix, I said, right?
Yeah,
I think so.
I'm gonna check that shit out.
I just ended up running by it while I was like last week. I was like, what movie? And I just went by. I was like, oh shit, I haven't seen this in so fucking long. I've
ordered like 2 or 3 shirts of that like recently. They're still in the cart. Like,
of Leon?
Yeah.
Nice.
Leon.
Oh, T.I. Comedy?
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about that.
That's what I wasn't going to. Yeah, that's going to be informative to me. I still don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Well, T.I. ended up, he started doing comedy, but you're talking about what the Goodfred got. What's his name? Goodfred Godfrey?
Gilbert Godfrey.
It has to do with him.
Gilbert? What happened? The short one? Because there's a black guy named Godfrey.
Yeah, Godfrey.
The black guy.
Which one? Yeah.
The black comedian is Gottfried.
Okay, so Godfrey, black one.
Gilbert Godfrey, yeah. Godfrey. Oh, so you're talking about Godfrey, the black guy?
The comedian, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, something happened between them because I think he's been doing comedy close to 20 years over it.
Yeah, he's been like around a long time.
God damn. And he does like good impressions too. Wasn't he on Zoolander doing like impressions?
I feel like he was. He was. Yeah.
Matilda. Anyway, so he did a spot in Atlanta. He was the headliner. And there's a lot of shit that goes into it. So I don't know if I'll be able to get like, you may hear the story. You'd be like, whoa. And then because after all this, T.I. went on his podcast and they talked about it. Yeah. And it got kind of tense, actually. But anyway, though, so Godfrey does a set. And as he's getting off, they tell him, I think they told him, hey, T.I. is about to come on after him. And he was like, okay, well, he said he went to the back that he didn't watch it.
Yeah.
So he said, and then after that, too, like, he had talked to T.I. and they chopped it up. But then he went on his podcast, I think, and said that he was kind of, seemed like he was kind of salty about it.
Who?
He
was,
Godfrey.
Oh, Godfrey.
Godfrey. Because he was mad. He goes, there's rules of comedy, and I play by these rules. He was like, if I'm a headliner, he was like, I'm not going to watch somebody that's only been doing it for however long T.I.'s been doing it, which I don't fucking know.
Few months.
He said, I'm not going to watch him do it. And he said like a few more things. I don't exactly remember what he said, but it was throwing maybe a little shade at him, which it's, that's cool. Like, I agree, you know? And then, I got a fucking cough.
Go cough.
Something like that. I figured, you know, like he'd hang out by the bar or something, maybe watch his routine, give him tips, stuff like that.
No.
But then like, but like, you know how like the music, you know how it is like with music, like the headliner is there, but he ain't going to hang around for everybody else to perform before him. You know what I mean? He's going to show up, do his thing. And then it's like, hey,
yeah,
you know, it's like vice. I don't know if it's the same thing with
stand-up.
Like I said, I wish I would have knew like we were going to talk about it today. Cause I would have remembered I would have looked into it today. But with T.I.'s issue was, he was like, well, I saw you backstage. Why did you tell me any of this then? Like, I was right in front of you. And it was all cool then, and then why you got to get on your podcast and then throw shade at me then? And it's just, man, I wish really we should have saved this for next week, so we all could have looked into it. Because I don't think I'm doing the story justice.
Well, we can pause
by, like,
and go
giving
through
y'all
it.
Some of this, you know? Like,
But is it still going to be good next week?
I don't know.
You know, I'd want to do the story justice because all of y'all to get each side's. Because I feel like I may be staying at one side right now, and
but just from
like
the little bit that you said though, I definitely I feel Godfrey, because like sometimes you don't know how you feel in the moment, like you don't know if the way you're feeling is like, am I really feeling this way genuinely, or is it just am I just in the mood right now? So you act normal with, so of course he's gonna act normal with T.I. because he's like, maybe I'm overreacting, so he doesn't pull anything. But then you wake up the next day and you go like, you have that clarity and you go like, nah, like you either realize like I'm not tripping or I am tripping. And that's probably what Godfrey was like, nah, fuck that. Like, there's rules to this shit. Like, that should have never happened. That's probably when it clicked.
Well,
it
seems like he was just more explaining why he didn't like, it didn't really seem like
in the bad.
He really had like a bone to pick with him. Cause otherwise he would have maybe said something. I mean, I get what he's saying, because like if I had been doing it for that damn long, and then of all people, like fucking T.I. I'm opening for him.
Pretty much.
And it's like, man, like what the hell? Like that, like just anybody can jump in just because they're popular and they want to be on the stage. Like, I don't think
that's fair.
But I will say Andrew Schultz made a good point about that. He says he likes that they're all, he's like, I like that all these rappers and other people are doing comedy because they think it's so easy. He goes, and now that they're jumping in, they're realizing how not easy it is whatsoever. And because it's true, like most of these people, they've said it before, famous people that jump into comedy, they have a good first run. A good first run because it's all their fans transitioning from there, just being fans of them. But when that second run comes, those fans realize you're not funny. They're all like, we'll just wait for your music, or we'll just wait for you to do your what you were with this side back again.
Pete Davidson is a rapper. How far would he get?
These days, far as hell.
Far as far, especially with marketing.
And I bet fucking Kanye would link up with him too.
Oh, shit. That's
at one point, there, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, like I said, I don't remember all of this. I'm actually looking what exactly he told him. I'm actually looking it up right now, so if you want to keep talking.
I also think the Gilbert, not the Gilbert Gottfried, the Gottfried thing, I know it's like T.I.'s probably like, why, you know, deserve respect, or my name's up here, I'm this. You know, of course, he's a rapper, artist, all that. But I think it wouldn't be different if Gottfried went and saw any other comedian perform. Like, who the hell is this guy? Probably looked him up. Like, dude, you only, you know, you
yeah, but they wouldn't, the they wouldn't have done that to him is what he's saying. Like, it's the respect, Big Bear. It's like the respect of like, you busting your ass off for like 10 years in the rap game, and now you're actually at theaters. Like you're the main person that people are there to see, right? And then you go to like the House of Blues and you're performing, and then this one rapper who's been rapping for 4 years decides to jump up there, and now you're opening for him. Like that would be disrespectful. You'd be like, hold the fuck on, like I busted my ass off to get to this position.
Yeah, if it was the other way and T.I. was performing and they were like, hey, afterwards, Godfrey's going to come on here and just, like, rap because he's just, you know, fucking around with it. Like, he wouldn't like that. Like, nobody's going to like somebody just jumping because they have a platform.
Okay, and I have a famous question for y'all. So would y'all have an issue of it if, like, Dave Chappelle did that then to Godfrey? Like, not say nothing.
No, because he's a comedian.
No, I'm saying, so you only have an issue because it's T.I. Like, anybody can be anyone else. No,
it's the ranks of, like,
I think that's unmatched level.
No, all I'm saying is because he's the headliner. So the headliner is the last one, correct?
Yeah.
So I'm asking, so would y'all have an issue if it was, like I said, someone else?
Not if it was
that wasn't T.I.
And I don't think anybody else. And it's not even just the fact that it's T.I. It's just the fact that, like, he's not known for that. Like, I didn't even know he was doing it. Yeah. And then, like, if I was, like, I don't know. It's just, you got to put in your time with that.
Yeah.
Most big comedians will allow a bigger comedian or obviously a much more well-known comedian to because, again, they obviously either love them or grew up respecting them.
Yeah.
So that's different. Like, but someone, yeah, I can see, like, someone coming in from a different industry and just claiming they can do the same thing they can.
Yeah.
It's a giant middle finger.
Yeah, it's just like, I mean, it's just someone fresh starting out there and they're putting them out in front of you. Like, it just, it doesn't matter who it is. Like, fuck no. Like,
yeah,
I don't
have to go through what you went through and all that bombing and all the time.
Baseball player. Michael Jordan being a baseball player, he's a terrible baseball
player. Yeah, see, like
player.
That too. I know a lot of baseball players are pissed.
But he never went pro. Like, he wasn't pro, though. He was, like, right below the
but they
Jordan.
Put him in a pro team. They went on
Yeah, but it was like the, yeah, it was semi-pro. I wasn't, like, pro, though. But yeah, that's what I was wondering too. Like, would he have an issue if it was like a Dave Chappelle or like just somebody?
No, because
somebody
like that's
going on.
Those are legends. Like you, those are like
he'd probably give
you should be honored that they're coming there. Like, and all of a sudden they're seeing. I'd be like, whoa, like fuck yeah! Because those are people, their own stature. Like they're doing their own thing. Mm-hmm. So the fact that they're coming there to see you or they're coming there being like, let me like, I think there'd be a different disrespect if you have your own arena or something. And a big comedian comes on there. I don't give a fuck. That would be fucked up, regardless of whatever. Like, I don't care the tier you are. If you have something big like that, you don't let no one else come on after you.
Yeah,
like, that's your show.
And I think part of Godfrey, his issue was also is that like he said he wished they would have told him earlier that like, hey, T.I. like if T.I. like had reached out to him and said, hey, you mind if I go do a few minutes like after you? I don't think he did that. I think he went up there and just went on after him.
I think he cuts him some.
I think so. Yeah,
I think
that's
you
what
cut
it
him.
Like.
I think you cut him a you cut him a break on this one because if T.I. is jumping into the comedy game, and we're all realistic, like it's been 4 or 5 months, like don't be surprised that he sucks right now. It's
and I haven't seen him either, so I
but
can't.
But he's not even like a funny person. Like nothing about T.I. says like, oh, I bet he's gonna be funny.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I can't say that until
like,
I watch it.
Acts all serious and like you could tell he's like. Thinking about a bigger word to use as he's talking, And it's like, okay, like, just because you use big words don't make you sound educated.
Yeah.
And it's like, is he going to be talking like that?
But what I don't like, though, is people saying,
yes, he is.
Hold on, though. I don't like that people are trying to box him in, though, just to be a rapper, though, because I don't like that. I think people should all, if you want to try something, try it out.
Yeah.
There's people out there trying to like box him in, like, nah, you should just be a rapper. I was like, well, what's the fun of that?
But
like,
if you're going to jump to something else, you have to go down
to the ring.
To what you have to go through the same process.
You see, and he brought that up too. He was like, well, don't get mad at me because I don't got to go what you got to go through. That's not my problem. Right. I don't like I kind of felt like that was like an asshole thing to say. I'm not saying I agree with everything. I'm just saying, like, I don't like, don't close somebody in, though, because I hear people trying to say, like, stay out of comedy. Like, well, why?
Yeah,
because he could start. Oh,
you know, like, well, why stay out? Like, you could try it out. If he sucks, he sucks, but at least give it a try, though.
Yeah.
And when comedians first start, we see comedians now and they're good. Did we see them when they first started?
Exactly.
They probably sucked too, you know?
Exactly.
They probably sucked also. Yeah. So I'm like, at least give him a chance. And if he sucks, then he sucks.
Yeah, that's what, to me, it's like, he's in his few months of comedy. I don't think it's really fair to judge someone until, like, maybe, like, give it 2 years in, like, honestly, because they're still training. Like, you're just, like, you're not ready yet.
Well,
so
he needs to be at smaller clubs working out.
But, yes.
He doesn't need to be following.
But I agree
the
with
Lyrical.
Like, T.I. makes a point saying, like, well, you're not me. Like, I'm, you know, I'm sorry that I don't have to do what you did. And it's like, he's right. T.I. is completely right. Like, he has that privilege to jump the hoops and jump over a lot of people. But the thing about it is, like, if you don't have the material to come at it and do that, you're not going to make it. You're going to be dropped so below.
It's like being bumped all over again. You hear comedians hate that, hate being bumped. And like, oh, shit, I'm being bumped.
Yeah, you got to imagine what they put up with all the time.
And these are from legends, too, that sometimes they put up with, like, that they get frustrated with.
A big guy comes in and bumps them. Now, imagine someone who does.
Imagine T.I. bumping you.
Exactly, bro. Like, it's just a giant, like, again, this. But I absolutely agree. Like, you should give T.I.
Give
him a chance.
Yeah.
T.I., I feel like he needs to understand, like, you can't just jump into the top, bro.
Yeah, just because you're T.I. doesn't mean that you're a headliner.
Yeah, I agree.
And see, I agree with Lyrical. Like, I think he would go to, like, the smaller comedy venues. Like, Comedy Store. Like, you could go and you could see, like, Joe Rogan practicing material or... Mm-hmm. You
know, and we don't know what this venue was either. It could have been a small one.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I don't know either.
Like, you know, it could have been a small one. We don't know.
And it could have been T.I.'s crowd after, too.
Yeah.
Like, it could have been Godfrey's done, and it's like, whoever wants to stay, T.I. brought his crowd. Like, you don't know.
I'm going to send the video. I'm going to send it in the group chat because it was on Godfrey's podcast, and T.I. called in, and they talked about it. But Godfrey said exactly what he said, and then T.I., and they had probably, like, a 30-minute talk. Okay. And it gets pretty tense, too. I was like, fuck.
Because I saw the stand-up. Like, we watched it on YouTube, and we probably went, like, 3 minutes in, and we were like, this is not good at all. Me and Guy were like, this is not good. But again, it's only months in. Like, I don't really think it's – I don't think there's a right position to judge him yet. But he's just jumping in way too deep in right now. Like, he needs to start from the beginning. Because if you're going to jump this deep in, expect those hardcore – like, the argument of, like, well, he's just starting off – doesn't mean shit if he's trying to jump years ahead of what other people are still trying to do. Like, unfortunately, unless you're coming in swinging,
if he's like a natural and he's just fucking killing it, then that's one thing. But who the fuck, like, of all people, like, would be like, oh, you know who I bet would fucking be funny is T.I.
Mm-hmm.
Like, exactly. Yeah, you don't affiliate him with comedy.
It's like, give DJ Paul a chance over comedy before T.I.
All right, guys, let's wrap it up. We're already we're going through our time right now, guys. You're Gucci. All right, guys. Well, thank you, Joe. Thanks for coming back on this episode, man.
Yeah, and keep subscribing, following us. We do have a YouTube page, people. So subscribe.
Yes,
subscribe, please. That would be lovely. And follow
check us.
Check us
out on TikTok also.
Yeah, follow us on TikTok.
TikTok.
TFTI Pod. It was podcast, but now it's just TFT Pod. So check that out. Instagram, YouTube, everywhere. So, anything else, guys?
Nope.
All right, guys. Well, if that's it, we'll see you guys next week. And thanks
for accepting our invitation.